You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Margaret Glissom tutors a set of siblings from her Florida home several times a week. One of the siblings still struggling with a homework problem, frustrating Glissom, the tutor. When the girl gets the answer wrong, Glissom grabs her by the shirt collar and shakes her. Glissom tells the girl to try the next problem. When she gets that one wrong, Glissom punches the little girl in the face twice.
Nancy, the child, whose age has not been released, had a busted blood vessel in one of her eyes and a bruised lip after Glissom's attack. Glissom reportedly told the child not to worry about her lip because, quote, her nose would be next. Glissom was arrested and released on a $2,500 bond, ordered to have no contact with the victim's family or any other children without informing the parents of her outstanding charge.
Margaret Glissom, 35, now charged with aggravated child abuse. When a Missouri woman's pulled over for a broken taillight, she hands over her phone to the police to verify her digital insurance card. The officer doesn't come back for nearly 10 minutes, then sends the woman on her way without issuing a ticket. Months later, an FBI agent contacts the woman about a photo. She's shocked to see a nude photo of herself she sent her husband years ago. The agent informs the woman the photo was found in the possession of the cop who pulled her over. The unnamed officer allegedly went through the woman's unlocked phone, found the photos, took pictures on his phone, then sent them to other cops at Florissant PD. Florissant PD now investigating the officer, but the FBI believes there are more victims. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We start off in West Virginia as a Boone County grand jury has now indicted the mother and grandparents of 14-year-old Kennedy Miller on murder charges following the discovery of her emaciated body in April at her home in Morrisvale. Kennedy, who had been homeschooled and suffering from an eating disorder, had not received medical care in at least 4 years, this according to court documents. Julie Miller, the teen's mother, and her grandparents, Donna and Jerry Stone, were charged with murder of a child by failure to provide necessities, as well as child neglect resulting in death. This indictment raises questions about possible failures in the state's child protective services. Law enforcement and human services had been contacted before Miller's death, but no formal action was taken. West Virginia officials have since made changes requiring formal documentation of suspected abuse cases and revising state police training. Governor Jim Justice has called the case tragic, saying the system failed to prevent the girl's death. Meanwhile, the state's homeschooling laws are also under scrutiny. Some lawmakers argue they are being unfairly blamed, while others push for reform to prevent further tragedies. An arraignment for Miller's family is scheduled for October 18th. In Texas, a bipartisan group of lawmakers joined by medical experts and legal advocates is urging Governor Greg Abbott and the state's Board of Pardons and Paroles to halt the execution of Robert Robertson, a man convicted of killing his 2-year-old daughter in 2002. With the latest, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Roberson is set to die by lethal injection on October 17th, but his supporters argue that the conviction was based on flawed scientific evidence, specifically the controversial shaken baby syndrome diagnosis. The call to stop the execution has garnered support from 84 members of the Texas House, alongside legal experts, death penalty attorneys, and even a former detective involved in the case. This rare bipartisan push highlights growing concerns over the reliability of the science used in Roberson's trial. Prosecutors contended that Roberson's daughter, Nikki Curtis, died after being violently shaken, a conclusion rooted in the now-debated shaken baby syndrome. However, Roberson, who has consistently maintained his innocence, says he found his daughter unconscious and rushed her to the hospital. At the time, doctors cast doubt on his account and pointed to shaken baby syndrome as the cause of her injuries. Prosecutors argue that the evidence against Roberson remains strong and that the science surrounding shaken baby syndrome has not evolved as dramatically as his defense suggests.
Adding to the complexity of the case is Robertson's diagnosis of autism, which his legal team says may have influenced how his demeanor was interpreted during the trial.
Thanks, John. Bailey Blunt, 29, breaks up with boyfriend Tyler Burrow and stays with a friend, Jordan, in Willow Creek, California. A few days after the breakup, friend Jordan goes with Bailey back to Burrow's to get her stuff. when Billy and Jordan park, Burrow comes out, ordering them to leave. Burrow and the friend, Jordan, argue. Burrow knocks Jordan unconscious. When he comes to, Burrow and Billy both gone. No one has heard from Billy Blunt since. Cops find Burrow in Medford, Oregon, and arrest him for assault. He refuses to cooperate, saying he knows nothing about where Billy is. Multiple canine searches of his property turn up nothing. Several locations between Willow Creek and Medford are also searched, no success. Billy Blunt, 5'5", brown hair, brown eyes. She's got a tattoo of a trident on the back of her neck and a fishing hook on her left hand. If you have info on Billy Blunt, call Humboldt County, California Sheriffs, 707-445-7251. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.